Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The Dort Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dort Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag
Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rick Rude Von Dick Dude. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Hello.
Nice.
Like that's it. My Kent Dorf. That's from Animal House.
Good.
When they're like, the dean's got them all in the room.
It's great.
He's like, Mr. Dorf. And he goes, hello.
Yeah, you did that a couple weeks ago.
I did?
Yeah, and you explained it the same way.
Yeah. Like, you know, this shit's starting to run together. Years after years, this shit just runs together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know.
Sorry. Hey, and you know what it is? It's age. It's getting older.
It's an age thing. Now, I'll be honest, it was funny both times, so I don't mind a good retell, but just so, because there might be people listening and be like, am I listening to the fucking same episode? No, it's a different episode.
Nope. Same episode. Start. And I honestly had no recollection of that.
Well, speaking of getting old, Ryan, I've talked about on the podcast prior, like different injuries that pop up, like injuries that I can't really explain. I got a really bad wrist, and... Mm-hmm. Before anybody says anything, it's not what you think. I actually hurt my wrist furiously jacking off. No, I... Don't start thinking thoughts. It wasn't that. I was just beating myself up. No, I don't know. Like I've never had like a wrist injury. I don't know what the fuck it is. And I'm like, it kills. And I'll catch myself doing... stuff and like I forget that it's hurt. Like I pulled like a tray out of the oven the other night with like just my like it's my left hand and I almost dropped everything because I'm like I have no fucking strength in my wrist.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so someone's asking me to go through my entire injury history. I think we've done that too.
I don't know if we have time. This is usually an hour podcast.
We don't have time. I will tell you the time I hurt my wrist.
Yeah.
It turned out there was
jack
a
it off.
Right. So it started to hurt. Like you say, like I would pick something up and it was like sharp, sharp pain, in my wrist. I was like, God. And I had like, you know, I was hitting coach. So I was like doing a lot of like baseball stuff. And like, so they found out there was a ganglion cyst like in my wrist.
Oh, did you get it cut out?
So I had to get it cut out. And then the guy who did it was like, hey, he goes, and the other thing, you had like a bunch of bone spurs from when you broke your wrist. And I go,
you didn't break my wrist.
I never broke my wrist. And he goes, yeah, you did.
Like, I'm the doctor here. So, yes.
You know, he's like, no, you definitely did at some point. And I was like, oh, well, shit.
When do you think that was?
The only thing I can think of is when I lived in Charlestown, I was going to this boxing gym in Southie. Mm. And they had like those old leather heavy bags.
Oh, yeah.
And we were working on hooks. And I got real low and I hit the bottom of the bag.
Oh yeah, it's just like
and there was like I guess there were like cinder blocks in the bottom of the bag.
Yeah,
and I thought I just jammed my wrist. Like my wrist hurt for like a couple weeks, and I thought I just jammed it.
No, you broke it.
I broke it.
You broke your wrist. Yep. And I'm sure it healed fine on its own. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because that's what the body does. I'm Wolverine. You know. Yeah. We don't have enough. We have so much to talk about today. We cannot talk about my injuries.
We have a pile of shit, including a really good This Week in Dork. Dude, I'm telling you, Fargo season 4, 5. Season 5?
Five.
If you're not on it now, you're going to want to get on it. This show is fantastic. Now, it was episode 2, I think, where they started to get a little goofy, like a little nuts, but I'm like,
She got real weird,
but I'm like, I'll see where this is going. Most of this stuff is a little bit more like grounded than that. That kind of took me for a loop, but it's also Fargo, and it's doing it in such a Fargo way that this is just so far. Like, we'll see how they stick the landing. So far, it's as good as the first 2 seasons.
I absolutely agree. Juno Temple's great. John Hamm is even better.
Oh, the Hammer. It's great.
He's so good.
Yep.
In this. And obviously, like, the story itself is cool. I'm interested to see where this goes and what they're going to do with that old Munch character.
Yeah, I know.
That's a weird dude. That's a weird guy.
Yeah. Then Jennifer Jason Leigh's kind of doing, she's like almost in a different show, but that's all right.
Yeah.
She's kind of doing her own thing, but I'll take it. So this is one of those weird shows that starts out in one calendar year and it's going to end in the other calendar year. And the only reason I bring that up is because fast approaching is the 2023 Dorkies, where we hand out
Dorkies
awards for the best and worst in dork stuff in 2023. How do you want to count this show? Now we don't need the nominees until the first week in January, but we probably won't see the finale in time. But if it's fucking awesome, would you include it in this year? Or like, is it the year that it starts or the year that it ends?
Well, when is it going to finish up?
I think it's late, after we do the show. I think, let me get you the exact date on it. I'm pretty sure it's maybe end of January. Let's see. It is a 10 episodes. So they have
4 in.
Yeah. So they have 3 in January. The finale is January 16th.
I think we squeeze it in. I think we've done this for Game of Thrones too.
Maybe.
I think we've snuck in Game of Thrones like right at the end.
All right. So we'll see. I mean, this has been a great year in TV. So to be one of the 6 best shows, it's going to be tough anyway. Yeah, but
unless it poops, unless it shits itself.
Yeah. What's happened?
You know, I don't think it's gonna. It has happened on several shows. So.
Shows have shit their pants. A couple of teasers that we just missed last week during the show: The Boys season 4, and then House of the Dragon season 2. I'm sure those will be 2 of the most anticipated programs of 2024. The Boys, man. Anytime you see Homelander and he's doing some weird shit with his eyes, like, you're just like, this is probably going to be pretty great stuff.
And this looks super intense.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a pretty intense season.
Dude, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, bringing him in.
And we don't know who he is, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so they've
But done, I love how he's like, the boy, who the fuck came up with that stupid ass name? It's like, he says.
They've done some good stuff in The Boys where, similar like The Walking Dead, where they might swap character, like, so they've had a few like male characters in the comics, yeah, and then be like female characters in the show and vice versa. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan could literally be anybody, but he's awesome, so I'm looking forward to that. And then House of the Dragon, I'm probably gonna need to rewatch season 1 before season 2, because I certainly remember some of it and I know like where it was kind of heading, but I remember loving it. And like, we did episodes on after every episode, you, me, and Sean,
every episode.
Yep. And it was great.
And I didn't love it at first, and right, then came around on it.
Right.
Because once they killed the crab guy, I was like, well, what the fuck? I wanted that crab guy to stick around.
But the time jumps were all right. Like, the actors, yeah, and actresses that they kind of leaped forward, you're like, you know what? I like them. I also like them. Like, it wasn't too jarring. And it's just cool, like, old Targaryen story, like old backstory Targaryen stuff.
Yeah.
And I know, too, and I haven't done this, like, there's only so much time in the day, but if you go back and watch Game of Thrones, I know people have talked about, there's a few times where some of the characters are referencing stuff from this. Like, I think Joffrey, even there's like a scene where he's talking about, like, clearly somebody that he's related to, like, doing something. And it's like, mm-hmm, in this show, and it's like, or going to be in the show. So that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
All right. How about this? An email of the episode. We're going to work on an email. This one comes in from Nate. He says, hey, Rich and Ryan, I know you guys hate video games almost as much as you hate sci-fi, but I was hoping you could help me out. Looking at getting our first gaming system for the household for Christmas. He says, me, I'm 41 years old. My wife, 9-year-old daughter, 5-year-old son. He goes, I was thinking of getting them the Switch in the idea that we could play family games on it with all of us together and limit the portable aspect for long car rides. My question is, for the money, will I be regretting spending that much on the Switch instead of a PS5, assuming the kids will grow into the PlayStation and I can buy Spider-Man for myself in the meantime? Or do I get the Nintendo now, enjoy the kid games, and get a PS7 when my 5-year-old is 10? Thanks for stretching out your comfort zone to answer this question, Nate.
It's not really my field, you know, so I don't really know.
Do what's best for you, Nate. No, but seriously, what do you think?
So I have a 9 and a 7-year-old who get so much mileage out of a Switch. Mm-hmm. I would like to not sit here and tell you that they play it all the time, but they play it all the time.
Yeah.
And the great thing about, there are good enough titles on the Switch. I would go the upgraded Switch, the OLED one, not the Switch. I have the Switch Mini or something, whatever the hell it's called.
Do you know off the top of your head how much that Switch one Lite costs compared to
that
PS5?
One is like, I think it's like $199 now or something.
Yeah,
like
see, that's the thing. PS5
the problem
is,
with that one is you can't plug it into a TV.
Oh, don't the do Switch that. Lite. No, I like the TV part. I like plugging it into the TV.
Yeah. So a regular Switch Lite is $199.
Okay. What's a Switch then Heavy?
Let's go Switch Heavy. Let's see.
That's got to be so 300 Switch, maybe?
There's technically 3 Switches. So you have your $300 for your regular, $299 for your regular Switch.
Yeah.
And then the OLED one is not that much more, $305 to $350, depending on the package.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm looking at $350. So it seems to be about the average. And that comes with a game.
Yeah.
I would get Smash Bros. So there's a package that is OLED with Super Smash Brothers. Definitely get that.
So I think because, especially if you're marketing this as like a family thing, I think you are better off with the Switch. I have both, brag. And I think like right now, the other cool thing with the Switch is you get all these old Nintendo games and Super Nintendo games. And if you pay for the other thing, like N64. And so, like, Cece right now, who's only 4, so younger than both of Nate's kids, but, like, she can play Mario Kart, so she likes Mario Kart. She likes watching Mario Golf. She also likes watching, like, Super Mario 3 and, like, old games, too.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon she'll be able to play those. So I think you get more bang for your buck household-wise with that. Now, the PS5 and, like, Spider-Man and then what we're going to be talking about today, like, here's the thing with that. That doesn't come out until 2025. So, if you're like, I'll get a PS5 for that, well, then you still have a year and a half where you can play the Switch. And the Switch is going to be good for a while, and there's going to be plenty of other games that you can get. So I'd probably lean more towards the Switch. You're going to get more, like the 4 of you will play the Switch way more than you would play the PS5.
And Mario Party gets oddly competitive in this house.
Okay. See, there you go.
Like, sometimes there's tears involved.
Oh, see, that's tough. But listen, if you're not first, you're last.
But like, I'm just trying my best. You know, I just want
to
win.
You don't let anybody win, because then they get to the real world and they're like, how come I'm not winning every single
time? But sometimes I get upset.
Yep.
And sometimes like I just have to like let it out. And you know, a lot of times it's not even about the game.
Oh, you were dealing with about it. Other stuff.
Yeah, I had some other stuff going on that day.
You carried that into the game. You carried that into Mario Party, which you're not supposed to. Leave that at the door, I always say.
Right.
Yeah. It is the Christmas season.
I have brought my 2 daughters to tears playing them in Mario Kart.
Would they expect to win? Or is it a red shell situation? What happened?
You know, they expect to win. And I'm like, you know what? The first time you beat me in any video game, you're going to earn it.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel really good about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But today's not that day.
And until then. Yeah, right.
Not that day. Yeah.
Wipe your face. All right. We don't need that. All right. You need to crying all over the house.
Be a Bruin. Yeah. Get up.
Be a Bruin. But yeah, this holiday season. So you're leaning to answer the question. You go Switch, and you save yourself a couple bucks as well. So,
and I'm telling you right now, there are some games on there. Like, for you as a dad, Nate, like Mario Golf is super fun.
Yep.
Metroid Dread is awesome. Mm-hmm. Both Zelda games, you will get full tang into those games, so it's worth it.
All right, there you go.
No Jesus for us, Mises.
No cheeses for us, Mises. That, of course, being from A Muppet Christmas Carol. It's the Christmas season.
None of that is correct.
No cheeses for us, Mises.
That was tough because like, Scrooge was out there fucking him over. Like nobody was getting like anything that Christmas. And so even the Mises had no cheeses.
Weren't getting Mises. Now,
there's no cheeses for the
Mises. Is that more impressive? Cheeses and Mises rhyming. Is that better than 2 Chainz rhyming mansion with Wisconsin?
That's pretty great. That's pretty great.
Do you know what 2 Chainz' first name was as a rapper? You do. It's a good one.
Charles.
No, it was Titty Boy.
Fuck, Titty Boy is a great name.
B-O-I, Titty Boy.
Titty Boy. Fuck.
It's a great name.
That is a really, really strong name.
I like Tig Old Bitties and Bunchin' Mocks.
Same.
Titty Boy.
Titty Boy. I like it.
No cheeses for us, Mises.
What the fuck?
All right. Oh, so here's something I watched before we get to the video game minute. And actually, we have a should I have bought this as well. Before we get to that, I watched Five Nights at Freddy's. I didn't love it. You watched that yet?
No. After you tweeted it, I'm like, nah, I'm
out. I didn't play the games at all. Did you play the games at all?
I think I played like
maybe
half of one.
Yeah, it was weird. All I would say is like some of the themes and I guess some of the backstory is extremely dark, and yet it's not, it's like PG or PG-13, and it's not that scary. But it's more like the stuff that I don't know how people who have seen it would know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's I don't know, left me wanting more. I guess I would say let's get to this. Oh, that's right, folks. It's Should I Have Bought This, brought to you by 47 Brand. This holiday season, go to 47brand.com, enter the promo code hashtag dork at checkout for 25% off your entire order. You get whatever the fuck you want on there. 25% would immediately come off at checkout. But it's hashtag
holiday season.
Dork. Yeah.
Get you some shit.
You know what season it is.
No Jesus for us, Mises.
This one comes in from a lady.
Oh,
Ryan.
What?
Oh,
she's lost.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy. What do I do? I have anything to play? No, I just.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
So you're the one.
But before you get your hopes up, Rye,
yeah.
This is something she bought her husband.
No, that's fine. That's great. Right. As long as we have like female fans listening to this, do we have demographics on this? It's gotta be wild.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
We've got a lady on the show.
Scotty or Scotty?
A couple of ladies on the show.
Scotty?
Scotty, another lady here. Let me see. Constant, that's a lady. All right, so Madeline writes in. She says, hey guys. I'm a girlfriend of the pod turned wife of the pod turned.
Oh, congratulations.
Turned total dork with one exception, football. So my should I have bought this is this. No photo. I don't need a photo. I'll tell you why in a second. She says, I got tickets for me and my husband to go to the Patriots versus Jets game in January as a belated anniversary gift. I know enough about football to know that the Pats are doing less than great this year, but you used to have to drop a small fortune to attend any game at all, so I immediately jumped at the chance when I saw recent ticket prices going down. My husband was born and raised in Massachusetts, so I thought any chance to see the Pats would be awesome, but he's also been in a bummer of a mood after watching them on TV. The seats are on the visitor side in the 200 section, left of the club level facing the new big screen. After fees and all that, the total cost was blank. So I ask you, should I have bought this? Either way, love the podcast and a big thank you for getting me hooked on Marvel, Star Wars, and all things hashtag dork. Best, Madeline.
Madeline, we're so happy to have you.
Yep.
I'm sorry for what I'm about to say next.
Uh-oh.
A January game against two of possibly the worst two teams in the AFC right now? Or does Aaron Rodgers come back and this is like...
I don't think Rodgers is coming back. I think they're going to be too far out of it, although they won today. But I think the Jets are going to be too far out of it. That would have been amazing. If the there was a chance for the Jets to have to like win in their end with Aaron Rodgers coming back quicker than anybody from an Achilles injury. Yeah. But we're talking about the Patriots, who just won their third game the other night. So they're 3-10. They have 5 games left. This is the last game of the season. Both teams will more than likely already be eliminated. Fighting for draft picks. Now it is
and a, that's the thing.
It is a
you
day.
You want the Patriots to win anymore. I don't.
You want them to lose.
Yeah.
It is. You're doing something though. You're out there doing something. You get to drive all the way to, I don't know where you live, but you get to drive all the way to Foxborough. You get to pay through the nose to park. Now maybe you tailgate. I would recommend tailgating. I'd recommend bringing a little grill and like a little cooler and go out there and tailgate your tail off.
Hand warmers.
Pats were eliminated today officially. Thank you, Matthew. I mean, honest to God, they were eliminated 6 weeks ago. I just didn't know mathematically. Yeah, but there you go. Yeah, so they can't make the playoffs. Like,
yeah.
So boom, they're out. This game is, I think, January 7th. It's the finale. Do you want to guess first how much she paid before you answer?
I'm guessing there's no way you can get into Gillette Stadium for less than $75 a ticket. So I'm going to say that the total cost of this, I'm just going to even $200.
So less than that, even with the fees. That's probably why Madeline, smart listener, was able to pounce on this. $181.83.
So that's got to be like what, $60 a ticket plus fees?
Yeah, the fees are like another ticket, basically.
Right.
Yeah. 200s level, so like you're sitting like you're
200
not,
levels good. That's good. Like you're up.
You're not in the nosebleeds.
Nope.
You know, you are going to a game. Screen. Yeah, you're a fan going to the game. You can say you went to the game. Like, hey, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I went to the game.
You can get some merch. Fuck it, go. Yeah, so? Good for you, Madeline. You think go so? To the game.
All right. You okay?
This is how we do it.
I think you're kind of grading soft. I think you're grading a little bit easier because it's the first female submission, I believe.
No, I would say that like you. Here's what you do, Madeline. You go to the game, and if he's not having a good time, you get him something nice at the game too.
I was like, "Where's this going?" Okay,
Go to the pro shop, get him like a nice the stuff they only have at the stadium.
That's true. You go down there,
good shit there.
They got some cool
stuff.
Get
him a nice jersey, red one.
Mm-hmm.
Red jersey, like a Randy Moss jersey, red one. Do that. And bundle up, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, true. Although today was 60 degrees today.
Sure was.
Hot balls out there today. But, yeah, so, I mean, you're going to the game. You don't go to a lot of games. People like doing stuff. So you have a good time. Oh, and here's what you can also do. And here's whether Madeline wants to do this or your husband wants to do this. You can bet on these games. So all the games suddenly do have a little bit more interest to them. And you can live bet. And I feel like live betting from the stadium, you get a little bit of a leg up because at home, we're all on a little bit of a delay. So while you're there, you're betting, you're seeing what's going on. You're like, hey, I think the next play is going to be a touchdown. Boom, you're betting on that. You walk away, you make your money back. I don't know. People in the chat didn't really seem to like the tickets to the Patriots game, but who are we to say?
No Jesus for us, Mises.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, we got a lot going on here.
We have a lot to talk. I will stay as far away from the topic du jour as I can, but shit, we got a lot to talk about
here. Yes, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start. You want to start with the winners or the reveals?
Let's do reveals. Let's do reveals.
Okay. So I have a comprehensive list of things that were revealed, and I want to know whether or not you're in or out.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So the very first game that's revealed, they bring out Matthew McConaughey. Oh, okay.
Video Game Awards. Back up.
We're talking about the Video Game Awards. I didn't put that into context right now. The Video Game Awards were last week, basically right after we did the podcast. So Video Game Awards happened last week. There were some great nominees, some things, you know, we knew that going into this, there was going to be some things that were revealed. Spoiler alert, there was talk of a new Nintendo Switch announced. There was not.
Okay.
So, but that doesn't mean there weren't exciting things happening. So they call out, first thing, Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey to debut this game, Exodus, which is basically, remember that game that was like Brad Pitt was involved with it? Anthem or something like that?
Oh, vaguely.
It's basically the same goddamn game. Like, oh. It's like, it looks like the same fucking game.
Repackaged.
I don't know why they did. Yeah.
They shined it up.
But then they moved on to, here's something interesting. God of War Ragnarok has an expansion coming called Valhalla. I'm guessing it's a series of trials.
Couldn't beat things the fucking like that. Valkyries. I don't know if I could go back.
Oh, the Berserkers and the Valkyries. Yeah. So but it takes place in Valhalla. So hopefully
interesting.
That might be cool. And the coolest part about this, Richard, fucking comes out in 2 days.
Not 2 years. 12. Like other games.
Not 2 years. It comes out like Tuesday.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. I think it's free.
Oh, I like that even more.
I think.
If you're right.
Yeah. Then there's a bunch of other games that come. So there's a game, Komori, which is a very Japanese looking game. They didn't show much of it, but like looks kind of cool.
Okay.
It looks like a 4-person kind of deal.
Yep.
So keep an eye on that.
Yep.
Sega announced that they're retooling and rebooting like a bunch of games for like next gen consoles. So you didn't get just one. Let me give you a list of games that they revealed that they've made for next gen consoles. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jet Set Radio Future.
Okay.
Shinobi.
Okay.
Golden Axe.
Okay.
Crazy Taxi.
Classic.
Streets of Rage.
There you go.
You in on that?
Yeah, definitely those last two. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they look really good, and they were showing all these things. There's a Dragon Ball game coming out. Apparently, people, they're like, oh, the much anticipated, blah, blah, blah. I don't know anyone who's been anticipating another Dragon Ball video game.
No, I haven't heard that.
No, I haven't heard that from not even a person. I don't even think Shine plays that game.
Nope.
Let's see. Dead by Daylight, this game that if you've played that game, it's really cool. They have a single player expansion coming out called the Casting of Frank Stone.
Frank Stone.
I couldn't read my own writing.
Frank Stone.
Yep.
This game fucked me. When I played this game, this is like the one time it happened to me where I was able to sit down. I played for like 3 hours, saved, shut it off, turned it back on like a day later, didn't save. And it like started at the beginning. And I'm like, that's never happened. Especially these like new consoles that never, everything auto saves. And I was like, excuse me? I'm like, I just didn't have it in me to go back to where I was.
Did you get the Texas Chainsaw game yet?
No.
You would love it.
I'm still playing Spider-Man 2.
Fucking, you know.
Listen, there's 24 hours in a day.
Let's see. So I'm going to skip a couple right now because I feel like really need to know all of this.
I got one. I'm waiting for the one you're going to talk about.
There's one. Did you know Hideo Kojima and Jordan Peele are making a game?
Oh, you know what? I think on Twitter I did see something like that. Yeah.
It looks crazy. So they have the girl from It.
Yeah.
The redhead, and I forget the other girl's name, but they had like, it's one of them scary games. You know Kojima can make them scary games.
Sure can.
So, and it was just like their face, like their face captures, and they look like they're like going to cry. And the it's pretty, if the game looks anything like that, it's going to be terrifying.
I think, was it IGN or somebody was talking about that game? They're like, they just came out with like a trailer for a game that might also be a movie, but it also might be something else. And then they're like, people don't know even what to think. Like,
because they just showed like the motion capture.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
What motion capture looks like now is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the game you want to talk about? Jurassic Park Survival?
No, but it sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, so you are like a playable character. Like you make a character and you have to survive like in the park.
That's fucking sounds incredible. You want to talk
sweet dino action?
Yes, I do. Yes,
what if there was a team up situation, a multiplayer situation? Would we need to play that game?
Yeah. We'd have to stream that. That'd have to be a
stream. Who gets to drive the Jeep?
You can drive. You can drive the Jeep. Yeah, that's fine. I'll be identifying dinos as we go.
Oh, look at that shit. I keep coughing. I'm sorry.
You're all right.
Speaking of, Rocket League now has Rocket Racing. So they have a racing game now. You can go all flippity doodah and go and race on the ceiling. Yeah, you into that?
You know, I'm not super into that, but I know a lot of people will be. Like, that's going to be a super popular game.
And you know why, Rich?
Why's that?
Because it's free.
I'm back in.
You're back in. There's a game called The First Berserker, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Berserkers.
Yep.
And then you have Monster Hunter Wilds.
Okay.
New Monster Hunter game.
Yeah. Take that.
How about that?
Yep.
You like that?
Yeah, I like monsters.
Yeah. Monsters are cool.
Oh, so somebody in the chat was just talking about this. Matthew in the chat. I didn't mention this yet. I haven't seen this yet, but Godzilla Minus One is getting insane reviews. We got to see it. It's in theaters still now. I think that's the only way to see it. But everyone's saying it's not only is it the best Godzilla movie ever, but it might be one of the best movies ever. So I got
to
see this thing.
We have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to. I go on break this week. So I'll bite the bullet and go see it.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go see that. All right. It's going to rock your nips.
So now we can talk about the winners.
Let me real quick. One game that also, I don't know if it was at the Video Game Awards or if it's just on Twitter. Blade.
Oh, Blade. Yeah. Blade. So Blade gets, I don't know. Like, this looks fucking cool. And the thing with this is it's Arkane Studios. So they did Dishonored and they did Deathloop.
Yep.
Those games are fucking sick. Like, and it's a third person game.
I know.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, this game's going to be insane. Mm-hmm. If this studio does what I think they're going to do, it's set in Paris. It's an established Blade. And you saw, like, the character design. He's got, like, a six shooter. And he's, the sword. Everything looks...
Blade's one of the coolest characters. Yeah, he's one of the coolest characters ever. So, playing as him and, like, what his powers and abilities will be. But he's going to, like... He'll have, like, the vampire shit in him. But then he also uses, like, regular weapons. Like, it's going to be awesome.
And so that means that there's the Marvel games coming out in the next 2 years. They have that.
Yep.
They have the Black Panther Captain America game.
Right.
Where it's T'Chaka, right? T'Challa's father.
Yeah.
And he's fighting with Captain America. There's an Iron Man game coming out. Now this.
Wolverine, too, at some point.
And Wolverine.
Awesome.
Like, so here's lean into the games now. Pull games. Away from the movies. Games. Lean into the games.
Games. Yeah. Play games. Right? Yeah, let's play games.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I like to play
games. And I hear tell that there's a Hawkeye game coming out.
Hawkeye would be fun.
Point.
I've always thought there should be like a Green Arrow Hawkeye game. Like fucking bone arrows are fun as hell.
And I would venture a guess that you will see a Kate Bishop Hawkeye game at some point.
Mm.
I know this because I say friend because there's no real way to like, he's a friend of a friend, Eric Monticelli, who's like the director of like Marvel Studios games.
Yeah, yeah.
That's his favorite character.
Oh, it's Hawkeye. No shit.
Is Kate Bishop.
Oh, Kate Bishop. So, Kate Bishop. Yeah. So yeah, well, so at some point.
You might probably, I'm guessing more likely than not, you'll see one of those.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so who won?
So we'll
now
talk about the
shit.
Winners.
Yeah, who won shit?
The big winner this year for Game of the Year was Baldur's Gate. And like I said, you get some dick and you get some cock and ball jiggle in there.
Yeah,
you're winning Game of the Year.
Yeah, I get it.
So they won. Let's see. Baldur's Gate won Game of the Year, Multiplayer Game of the Year, Role Playing Game of the Year.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Yeah, you probably can at some point
in that game. Yeah, why not?
Huge upset. People were on Twitter were not happy. So best ongoing game. Believe you think people Fortnite or whatever games that have been going to Call of Duty, Cyberpunk 2077.
What? I thought this game was broken.
I will sing this. I will sing this from the mountaintop.
What this the game, fuck?
I didn't think that game was any good.
This game is fucking awesome now.
Right.
I can't stop playing it. Like, I'll play Alan Wake for like an hour and then play like, I'm trying to 100% Cyberpunk now.
Wow.
It's so good.
That's also a game you could design the character's pecker, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You didn't have much of a flop, though.
Oh.
Like, you do like the quick twist, like the quick twist.
Yeah,
you didn't get it.
You're like Charon Itty.
I need to know if there's a way to helicopter in Baldur's Gate.
Finally.
Now, do the trampoline, the helicopter.
I hear you. Yeah.
The old
North Carolina raise up. Twist it around your head.
Backhands.
Twist it around your head just like a helicopter.
Yeah, so the big snub is our favorite Spider-Man 2 nominated for 7 awards. Nothing.
Man, that's crazy.
Nothing.
Now, is that just sort of like, hey, all the games that beat it were like fucking great this year, or is that crap?
Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon. Mm-mm. Like, that's the best action game you have?
It's not.
It's not.
No, Spider-Man 2 is.
Stop it.
Yeah.
The best voice acting or like best narrative. I'm like, no. However, best narrative went to Alan Wake, which I am totally fine with.
Yeah, yeah.
That game is awesome. Yeah. If you love like a psychological, like mm-hmm. basically it's like a playable 7.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like those like psychological thrillers, like horror adjacent.
I like it. Yeah.
And there's like a lot of jump scares, you know. So if you haven't played Alan Wake, mm-hmm. like definitely play that. Super Mario Wonder won Family Game of the Year. It's not Bluey.
Yeah.
So, and Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom won Action Adventure, which like that should have gone to Spider-Man.
Yeah. Should have. Yeah. I didn't play the Zelda game, but like the Spider-Man game is like amazing. Like I'm still having a blast. I'm not even at 60%, but I'm just like cruising right along, having a time.
Have you seen the guy yet?
No, I just beat Lizard.
And the other guy?
I beat Lizard.
Okay.
I smacked him around.
Oh, so you had the black suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had the black suit. Like Harry had it, and then I took it off of him, and I've been rocking it for a little while. But yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty great.
Big man's coming.
I know. I've got a bunch of the suits already. Like I still have a few more suits to go, but it's just kick-ass suits. So I promise once I finally finish that game, we'll do an episode on it, and we can go through like all the different tasks that you got to do, all the different bad guys, all the different everything. So
yeah, right on. So that's what I got. But that was the longest video game minute I think I've ever done.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the fucking wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room or a donkey dick?
They do. Damn. In Spider-Man 2.
They do. Oh, Seen God. It. Sure they do. All right, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Y'all ready for bisque?
I thought we just did that.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is the wildly anticipated Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer. We got it early last week. Watched it many, many times, tweeted it out at Dork Podcast. It set all kinds of YouTube records for the most views. I think it was like 180 million or something the fuck, like since I last checked.
I'm
going to
look right now. I'm going to look at the actual number count.
It's insane. It's been out less than a week, and it is wild. 90 seconds. It's a 90-second in-and-out trailer. And they do give you at the end of it, and this was my biggest fear, but I was right. It is going to be a 2025 release. And what's scary about that, too, is it just says 2025. It doesn't say, like, early 25, doesn't say mid, doesn't say, we don't know. I'm guessing late.
Well, I would say your comfort here is that when it says 2025, that is fiscal year 2025, which in the video game world means it has to come out before April.
Really?
Yep. So it's the fiscal year. So that means it has to basically you have January, February, March, April.
You think that's what they mean though? When they say coming 2025, you do? Okay.
Yep. So I would guess
March.
I think the last one, I think Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in March.
So this could be
almost positive it did.
I'll get it for my birthday. I'll get it as a birthday gift to myself. I'll get Grand Theft Auto 6.
Absolutely.
No and shit. All right. So that's whatever, not too bad.
And I'm positive that whatever game it's Overwatch right now on my PS5 that I've played the most, this is going to surpass it.
This will beat it. This will beat it. This was everything I wanted and then some. And how about, just to set the scene, you get Tom Petty with Love is a Long Road off his debut solo album that came out in 1989.
Called?
Tom Petty. No, what was it called?
Full Moon Fever.
Full Moon Fever. It's funny. I was thinking back because I, growing up as a kid, listened to a lot of Tom Petty because that was, my parents listened to a ton of Tom Petty, whether it was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty himself, Traveling Wilburys. My mom, we had the tape in there all the time. trying to think what else, like Hendrix, Jethro Tull, like that. Anyway, I didn't realize though that like Tom Petty, like this album came out in 89 and then he had stuff in the 90s. Cause like in my head, he's more like 70s. And thinking that like my parents were listening when I was a kid, being like, oh, they were listening to old Tom. Even as a kid, I'm like, oh, that was when they were younger. Like, no, they were listening to new Tom Petty when I was a kid.
That was new Tom Petty. So yeah. Damn the Torpedoes came out in 79, which is an awesome album. And then I remember, so the album after Full Moon Fever was Wildflowers. And like that album, it might be a no skipper.
Wow. Yeah. He's got a great voice, dude. He's got a great voice. Do you remember the Don't Come Around Here No More video? He's like sitting around.
Alice in Wonderland.
He looks like the Mad Hatter. Yeah.
He had some great videos. So Mary Jane's Last Dance was a great video. Running Down a Dream was an awesome video.
He's pretty great. I mean, and you know what's too bad too is he passed away like 6 years ago, maybe? It's been a little while.
I'm looking at it right now. Tom Petty died. 2017.
Yeah, so he died a little bit ago. This song specifically, they said it had an increase of like 8,000% over like after the video dropped. Everybody heard the song. It's a great song choice. It's fucking awesome. It like sets the scene for like the whole like Vice City area, but also the story and like the protagonist in this and everything else. So great song choice. And it's too bad because I'm sure he's getting a massive boost in popularity, and it's like a shame that he's not around to see it, you know, like,
and Florida native.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Tied together.
That's why I think that was a nice nod, nice tip of the old cap to Tom Petty.
Well, it reminded me of, was it Kate Bush, the song they used from Stranger Things? And all of a sudden she became like the most famous person in the world, like overnight. Like, she's like, she wrote that song like 40 years ago. Same with like Tom Petty. Like, and I know Tom Petty toured a while. Like Tom Petty, I think, was performing like right up until he died, you know?
Oh yeah.
But still like for like this song specifically to get like boomed back into like pop culture is pretty cool. I definitely listened to it again. Like since I definitely popped it on the car and was like listening to the whole thing.
I mean, Tom Petty's fucking awesome.
He kind of is. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
Kind of is.
That's one of those people. If you're like, how do you say you don't like Tom Petty? If someone's like, well, fucking Tom Petty sucks. Like, how do you?
No, I don't think so.
You're a liar.
No.
Or you're an idiot.
No, I think you just haven't listened to him. Like, if you're like, oh, I don't like him. It's like, Like, here, listen to these few songs. And you'll be like, oh, shit. Yeah, but there's something about it. I'm telling you, like, his voice also, for me specifically, just takes me back to, like, being in the back seat of my parents' car when I was, like, 5. Like, that's, like, immediately takes me back to that. But, yeah,
I know we're off topic. Has anyone's musical opinion ever, like, really upset you to the point where you're like, I don't know if we can do this anymore as a friend?
You know, not really, because, like, I'm a big proponent, as you know, of, like, hey, you like what you like, and I like what I like, and that's kind of what it is. Because, like, I hate country music with an absolute passion. Like, it bothers me. I think I get kind of, like, physically ill listening to it. Like, I hate it that much. But, like, my wife loves it. And so, like, she doesn't really listen to it all the time in front of me, but it's just, like, I don't dislike her because of
And I'm sure like the genre, there's some stuff you would like. I'm sure there's some Johnny Cash songs you would like. I'm sure they were like, whatever.
But why is there somebody that had a
So our friend of the podcast, The Fridge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Once told me in his words, I fucking hate Bob Marley.
Hate him.
Like how do you hate Bob Marley?
That's not what he's about.
You can't hate Bob Marley.
No, he's having a good time. He's trying to have a nice time. He's got a great voice. Speaking of great voices.
And some of those songs are such bad. Like, you can't listen to, like, Could You Be Loved and, like, not bob your head. You can't.
Right. Yeah, that's an odd one. Yeah.
That was an odd one. I think that was the one that sticks out to me where I'm like, we're super good friends, and I don't know if I really know you. I don't know if I know you that well.
Yeah, we can't talk music anymore. You know, just deep down.
Like, I don't see if you say, like, listen, I don't like reggae music. Okay, fine. Like you said, I don't like country music, but you're just like, I fucking hate Bob Marley specifically.
Yeah. No, yeah, right. Right. Huh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But you listen to Sublime. You listen to 311.
Fucking 311.
Those are all
they're trying to do that.
Reggae influence. Fuck, yeah.
Goddamn 311. every time I think of 311 now, I think of the line from Haggard Remember Haggard, the Bam Margera movie?
He goes,
this is kind of crass, so cover your ears. There was like, she like was found cheating on him or whatever.
Glorin
on Ryan Dunn. And Bam Margera's like, it's not like she was getting eaten out for 311 tickets.
Eaten out on stage for 311 tickets, which apparently happened.
Is that a thing? Oh, I guess. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that makes me laugh every time. It's always like 311. So Leonida, is that how you say it? That's the name of the state in Grand Theft Auto?
I guess.
So it's Leonida. And basically it's their Florida. And so like Vice City is Miami. But this game is going to take place like all over the state. So like you're not, it's going to be the biggest map ever, obviously.
Have you seen the map?
It's fucking crazy.
It's enormous.
Yeah, it's enormous. So Vice City is like a small part of the map. And so like Leonida. And so you get the, you got a female male team. Lucia is the like main character, I would call her. And then I don't know if we get the name of the dude, but
Jason.
It's Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Was that in the trailer? I feel like I watched the trailer a million times. Maybe somebody came up.
No, I think it was, they said that. Oh, okay. I think it was like in the description of the game.
Got it. Okay, cool. So Lucia and Jason, and you see him like robbing stores and shit. And so one of the theories that is out there is, do you think, well, a couple things. I assume you play as both, right?
Yes.
Do you think one of them, maybe Jason, is a undercover cop?
That could be it. Or I've also heard the theory that it's being told in reverse. So like that. So she, the game starts with Lucia in jail and she tells the story of how she got there.
Oh, that's cool too.
I've also heard that the prologue of this game is a jailbreak.
All right. Don't mind that.
So like this could go, you know, any number of ways.
It sure could.
And is Jason the one who bails her out of jail or like gets her out of jail?
Right. Yeah. It's pretty good. Little Bonnie and Clyde action, though.
Bonnie and Clyde, which we've never seen this before.
No.
We've never seen a romantic relationship play out in one of these, like as a two playable characters.
I like that. Do we get,
it's gonna be awesome.
Do we get Eminem's Bonnie and Clyde song in there? Do they put that in there?
Or 06 Bonnie and Clyde with Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z. No. It wasn't Eminem. Eminem just rapped about Bonnie and Clyde, but the Jay-Z's song was Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, maybe we do. Also, important question. We know famously in previous Grand Theft Autos, as any of the characters, whether it be San Andreas or Vice City or even, you know, any of the three guys from 5, you could pick up a woman of the night and you could drive anywhere you wanted and then they would perform services on you.
Yes.
As Lucia, can you go find maybe like a male guy of the night? And then you get him in the car and you go drive somewhere.
Or women.
Or a woman. I don't care. Right. Can you get that?
Yeah. Why not?
I think so. It's a big part of the game.
It's the modern age, man.
It's a calling card of the game.
And this game, I mean, this game, if what I'm looking at, and I'm like looking at the trailer on mute, like as we go through this whole thing, like people have like pointed stuff out. Like there's a guy running on the beach with a dog. Can you have a pet with you?
Remember last week? You asked me last week, what do I want? I said dog. So you got a dog.
There's a little dog in there.
There's a lot of alligators, a lot of gators, a lot of big gators in this. So
you don't know Gator? Have you seen Reno 911 the movie?
Yeah, of course.
When he's like, you gotta come at him like a predator. Like, you coming at him like a prey. You gotta be a predator. And he gets that gator dead.
Would you venture a guess that if you like in this game, like if you travel like really far away from Vice City and you're in like the swamp,
the Everglades, yeah,
there's gonna be alligators all over the place.
You gotta watch out for Gator.
Well,
they have like those fan boats,
dude. The fucking trailer. Swamp boats, those goddamn airplane boats or whatever,
fan boats, yeah,
those are nuts. Nothing screams bayou like a goddamn swamp boat.
And I'm just excited because this takes place in their version of Florida.
That's what I said. Leonida, I think, is what it's called.
But, like, there's some crazy shit that happens in Florida. Did you see that they had they're driving down the street. There's, like, that screenshot of, like, Lucia, like, standing up in the car, and you can see the Heat stadium?
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of, and I feel like I've done a Kiefer Madness on a bunch of them on the show. Like, anything from Florida Man. Florida Man's a good follow. And just all these stories of these weirdos. So apparently that guy, so they cut to that scene where the guy's got all the tattoos on his face. He's like,
yeah,
that gets a real guy. It's like Joker,
the Joker,
man.
Yeah,
Joker Florida man, Joker. Florida Joker. So he reached out to Rocksteady, I guess, and he like, I guess he wants something. I don't know.
He's suing him for $2 million. Remember Lindsay Lohan tried to sue too.
What are we, GTA 10 years 5? Old? I've seen every cock on the planet.
But I'm just looking at this right now, and we're kind of burying the lead here, because is this the best character design that Rockstar has ever? They usually, like, their characters have like a specific look to them. This is so polished.
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna geek out a little bit. Their hair moves.
Yeah.
The water physics is incredible. Like, they're coming off of boats and everything. Ooh, like, dude. Wakes.
Oh, yeah. So you're definitely driving boats. You're driving swamp boats. They got the plane. You're going to be driving a plane again. I mean, you did that in Grand Theft Auto 5, but still, you're going to be doing that again.
Jet skis, cigarette boats.
Yep.
Cars.
Motorcycles. You got the
name. Dirt bikes.
Fucking dirt bikes.
And they had, like, those big mud. Like, this is going to be basically the whole state of Florida.
That scene on the beach is going to be wild, too, because there are so many people. So normally,
So they said, like, in Grand Theft Auto 5, like, you could run down the beach. Like, if there was shit popping off on the beach, there weren't a lot of people there. Like, you're going to be, like, firing into crowds.
It's a ton of people. So every once in a while, like, you play the game for a while, then you're like, I'm just going to go, like, crazy and, like, get the
water. You do that.
I do.
You have a bad day, and then you're like, you know
I'm going to get the star. See how many stars I can get and how long I can last. Yeah. But, like, you just go to the beach now. You could take a car onto the beach. There's like 1,000 people there. You just go. ridiculous. Your car's going to get so damaged.
Yeah. You won't make it. You'll have to have like a cow catcher on the.
Dude, that Will Forte thing that we were sending around today. With the,
it was funny.
A bloodbath. It was a bloodbath. There were so many blood and body parts everywhere. What was that from? That was from, what was that guy's show called?
I forget the name of the show.
What the fuck was that? It was like
Reggie Watts was on it.
It was on like IFC.
Yeah, I forget the name of it. But like Zach Galifianakis and like the host of the show were just like trying so hard not to laugh. Whoa. He shows up as a pilot.
So Will Forte, Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang.
And they would bring in all these guys. So it was, what's his name? Aukerman. I forget his first name. Oh, Scott Aukerman. Yeah. But anyway, the reason we bring this up, we were in like a group text earlier today, and one of our buddies sent the one where Will Forte is a pilot, and he's talking about how he was just following his ex-girlfriend. They're like, wait, was she in a plane? Like, no, she was in a car. I was falling behind in a plane. And then he crashed, and they were at
the mall.
Yeah.
There was an airport 2 miles away. Why didn't you just land there? Oh, because they got those Wetzel's pretzels. You're like, oh, you like pretzels? No, I fucking hate pretzels.
Was there any?
They get the best Pepsi there.
Because was there any casualties? Not on board. Not in the plane. But he's like, outside of the plane, there was blood everywhere. Blood and body parts. Because it was a bloodbath. And
they're like, are you afraid they're going to take your pilot's license away? No, I never had one.
I don't have that. Oh my god, it's so good because Will Forte just plays it straight the whole time, and the other three guys who are all hilarious, they're just like trying not to laugh
and asking. I'll
retweet that.
Feed him questions.
I'll retweet that out.
It's so good.
That's good.
The Pepsi that good? I don't know. I'm more of a Coke guy. Like what?
He said something about that. He's like, "Why did you go there?" He's like. The mall has a deal with Pepsi.
They have the best Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's like, is it like a can or like a fountain drink? And he looks fountain. At him like, of course it's a fountain drink.
Fountain. So good. Were there any casualties?
So good.
Not on the plane. Because he flew it. He goes, there was nobody on board. It was just me. It's so stupid. Oh man. Yeah. So you get a whole bunch, like, so in addition to the Florida Joker guy, you get like the girl that was twerking on the moving car.
Yeah.
Like perfect. You get some good alligator stuff. You get people with like their home videos. So you get like a lot of like either like YouTube or Instagram videos. You get like the monster trucks in like that mud pit. You get that old lady yelling at you.
So that happened on the internet too. The woman who came out, like someone was with like two hammers and started like hitting someone's car.
that was all that shit you're gonna get.
Oh, the caption on the girl twerking on the car. It's the best. Someone called the Department of Transport on this dump truck. so good.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
This might be the last game I ever buy.
You're going to play it forever. And so if it's March of 2025, I guess that's doable. We'll all take a break. It's funny. Somebody posted the other day. They're like, all the stuff that's announced for 2025 as compared to like 2024. It's like, can we just fucking get there? It's like the Batman 2, like this, like a whole bunch of other stuff, you know?
And like these characters that they zoom in on, the characters that like you can tell are going to be a big part of this game. Like people who like not the two main characters, but
yeah,
there are some characters here.
Do you think you'll play? I'm excited. Do you think you'll play as anyone other than these two?
You know what I would love? I would love in one of these games to play as a cop, like looking for these two.
Yeah, that's different. That'd be different.
Just a couple missions, just like a couple missions to like you have to do it straight up. Like you can't.
Right. Yeah.
Run around with knives, just start knifing everybody. Like you have to do it like by the book.
Yeah. I'm wondering what kind of there's definitely gonna be like new weapons in this too.
Oh, absolutely.
There's gonna have to be new
weapons. And there's some returning cars, which I've seen.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But yeah, like you go to like South Beach Strip, that place is gonna be packed.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we get any of the old protagonists in it?
I hope so. Like, I hope there's one, like, there's a mission with, like,
the fucking crazy
guy. I don't think Trevor's going to show up.
Yeah, Trevor. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. was it Clinton?
I forget their names. The guy
was Michael.
Yeah.
It was Michael.
Trevor.
Trevor. And yeah, Franklin Clinton.
Yeah.
Franklin. So if Franklin shows up.
Yep.
That would be cool.
It is cool.
You know, I do like want a young gun, but now he's like,
yeah, the radio is always really good. I wonder if they do something a little bit different now, or if they're just gonna have a radio again. I mean, I guess you could still do the radio. I mean, hell,
Los Santos Rock Radio is my favorite station of all time, hosted by Kenneth Loggins. It's so good.
The music always kicks ass, so we'll see. Do they throw this Tom Petty song in there, or do they leave it just for the trailer? Would it be too
weird? No, that'll be on like Leonita Rock Radio.
Yeah.
Classic rock or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Probably
be
on like
there's going to be a lot of Tom Petty. There's going to be maybe some Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You know what's going to be crazy is playing this game without load times. That's the other thing is like, think about how many hours you played of the other Grand Theft Auto. And like when things would happen, you'd have to like wait, like say you die.
Oh, you turn the game on and like go get it, like make coffee. Yeah,
exactly.
It's going to take 5 minutes for that.
Like. Boom. You're fired up and you're in. You're like, holy shit. Here we go.
Again, these are games that like, if you fast travel, like other than if you're like doing a mission and you're like, I'm going to save some time. If you have time, why would you fast travel in this game?
No, God. Like, no.
Did you try to do some shit?
Steal a new car, or like you're gonna find something that you didn't know was there. You know what I mean? Like, there's gonna be all kinds of stuff.
I want crazy vehicle and weapon modification.
Yeah,
elements in this game.
I like that.
I want to take a car, and like, there's such a cool car culture in Miami. Like, I want that to be part of the game.
Yeah.
There's going to be street racing. You've seen it. Like, they were doing donuts and stuff. Oh, they're probably doing like some street racing thing.
Drifting. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
No, Tokyo Drift action.
Yeah, it looked a little bit Tokyo Drift style.
I'm looking at this. Maybe there's a guy going through a table. Maybe some backyard wrestling.
Backyard wrestling would be good. Yep.
Which is big in Florida.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you'll probably get a few places. You'll probably have a place in the city. You'll have a place at the swamp. You'll have a place, you know, wherever you want to go, top to bottom.
We got flamingos in this game.
Flamingos.
Hey, fun fact, you know those things that bend backwards on the flamingos aren't actually their knees.
What is it?
Those are their ankles.
Really?
They actually have another knee. Yeah. I learned that the other day.
You think you could go stab a bunch of flamingos in this game?
I hope so.
Probably.
Be like Duck Hunt.
Just go fucking
in the Everglades, you know?
Smoke a bunch of flamingos.
Take them out. Yeah.
God, that sounds like a time. Sounds like a goddamn time.
Well, someone said Mad Max Miami. Have you seen the Furiosa trailer? We talked about that.
Yeah, right? Last week we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it a couple more times. I think I'm in on that.
Yeah, it'll probably be decent.
But just look, I'm just looking at the opening shot of like this beach and like how many more buildings, like skyscrapers there are in this setting than there were in Vinewood.
Yeah.
No, there's just so because you had that one area where there was like a bunch of skyscrapers and then right. nothing else.
Yeah.
No, this is all fucking skyscrapers.
This is going to be jam packed.
Like, can you imagine if every one of those buildings was like you could walk into it?
Yeah. I wonder how much it's going to be. Probably not all of them.
Can't do it all.
But like a bunch. Right? Yeah. A bunch.
But you got to figure. So, like, this game came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Five came out 10 years ago. Red Dead came out 6 years ago or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And people are still
playing both.
Finding things
in these games. Right. Yeah.
Like they're unlocking things. Like, oh, I didn't even know you could do that. Like there's hidden storylines in all of these games.
It's crazy.
Like if you walk up to like a non-playable character and it starts like this weird side mission.
Awesome.
Yeah. And people are still finding these 10 years later.
Yeah.
Do you think you could own a club? Like a nightclub?
Oh, yeah. They had, what was the one called? Like
Vice City. You owned a nightclub. The original Vice City, you could own nightclubs.
This one showed it in there. It was like the Make It Rain Club or something. Like they had like a couple of things in there. So I bet. Yeah, I bet one of those you do.
Because remember you could in Vice City, you could drive around and like collect money.
Yeah.
I know you could do five too, but like Vice City, that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, your money.
It looks so cool. I can't wait.
I'm just so excited.
It really is. It's like all time, I would say it's the Batman 2 or 3 games. It's the Grand Theft Auto, like 4 or 5 games. And then like Last of Us and maybe a couple of like our like all time favorite games. Like they're just an absolute blast.
And you remember I said I wanted multiple cities? I'm not even disappointed.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you get the whole state, I think that might be cooler in a way because it's like one major city and then it's going to be like maybe like a town and then it's going to be like a backwoods like swamp place.
Yeah. So and people are like speculating this might be the last Grand Theft Auto you ever see because they're so expensive and they take so long to make.
Oh, yeah. And by the time they make an, if they were to make another one, we'd be in our deep 50s. And it'd be for like the PlayStation 8. And it's like.
And I'd still play it.
Of course. I would still play it.
I mean, the back nine of my career, just being like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know?
Matthew in the chat says they added Tampa Bay based on the map. I don't doubt it. I bet you got all Florida. You got Jacksonville.
They get the Mons then? Is the Mons in this game?
Maybe.
I don't know anything about that, but.
We'll see. We shall see. Yeah. Any other questions about the game? Theories?
I just
want to play it.
Like, you know, there's some guy at Rockstar like playing this game right now, being like, "This is fucking awesome.
This is the best."
Yeah.
Yeah.
See why? And why don't Call of Duty take a page out of Rockstar's book? You don't have to put out a game every year to stay relevant.
Take a day off.
Take a day. Put on this bullshit.
All right. Anyway, let us know what you guys think or some of the stuff we missed. I'm sure you loved it. You don't have to tell us what you think. But some of the stuff that maybe we missed or that you're looking forward to or maybe theories that you've come up with on the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer and sort of where it goes from here. So they said specifically trailer 1. So I'm sure we'll get at least another one like in 6 months or something.
I hope we get some gameplay gameplay footage or something. Jeez, yeah. I can't talk.
I agree. All right, there you go. Yeah, hit us up, dorkpodcast @gmail.com or @dorkpodcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb. All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may choose at this time to defend a goal?
I will defer to you this week.
All right, on Netflix, it just came out this weekend. I think it was one of those ones that might have been in the theater for like a day, and then it was on Netflix. Leave the World Behind, starring Julia Roberts, Mahershala Ali, Ethan Hawke, and a couple others. I tell you, I liked it. Not the greatest movie in the world, but I liked it, especially that it was free. I think it's going to be pretty polarizing. Without giving things away, I would just say if you had a problem with the movie, I think I know what it would probably be, and I think I understand where you're coming from. I think it's an interesting one to talk about at some point.
Said it was interesting.
I'm not going to fucking do it. But no, I would check it out. It was kind of long. I ended up watching like the first hour and one sitting and then the second hour and 20. But overall, like it was pretty good. And let me ask you this. Do you think, and we're certainly not looks shaming or even suggesting that looks are important. Do you think Ethan Hawke is an attractive man?
I think he's a handsome cat.
Yeah, because like I don't, but people kind of do. And like there's even like a couple lines in this movie. Like, so he's married to Julia Roberts.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go to a house with their two kids that they like rented. And then Mahershala Ali shows up with his daughter and they're like,
he's a handsome devil.
So yeah, he's handsome. But anyway, one of the lines in there was like to Ethan Hawke, like, oh, like you must like do pretty well or something like that. And I was just like, does he though? Like, I don't know. Like, I, you know what? Like, I've seen him in stuff without the goatee. I think he's much more handsome. Like with the goatee, I'm like, I don't know. Like, he looks more like I'm waiting for him to be like a bad guy or something.
The guy was married to Uma Thurman for like 20 years.
Okay, but then Quentin Tarantino went out with Uma Thurman for a while. Do you think Quentin Tarantino's a handsome man?
No. As a matter of fact, he looks like someone we went to high school with. That was like the big thing. These kids like claim to fame is he looked exactly like Quentin Tarantino.
Who looks like Quentin Tarantino?
I'll tell you off the air.
All right. Fair enough. Is it your grade? My grade?
No, your grade. Your grade. He lived in our dorm.
Okay. Oh, maybe.
I'll tell you, and you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. You think I might know who you're talking about, but.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Yeah, but I recommend the movie. It's certainly not the greatest in the world, and if you have a problem with it, I get it, but I at least was entertained quite a bit, and you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on as you're watching it. So, Dave?
What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is this?
So, I have two things that are like, okay, hilarious, but stupid. If you want something that's just funny, like you don't have to think about, just shut your brain off. I got two picks for you. One of them, Stavros Halkias, I think I'm saying that his name correctly, is a stand-up special on Netflix. This guy's been all over TikTok. He does, he's from like Philly or like somewhere like Maryland or like Baltimore.
Okay.
And he does like great like Philly guy stuff, and it's all over TikTok and stuff. So he's actually fat. He looks like Fat Gallagher.
Okay.
He's really funny. Nice. So, but he has a new stand-up special called Fat Rascal on Netflix. On Peacock, this is the dumbest movie that I found myself laughing at. It's called Please Don't Destroy, The Treasure of Foggy Mountain. And so I don't know who the three guys who are like the leads in this movie are like writers.
So that's their, so I've never seen this movie, but Please Don't Destroy is the name of a comedy trio. They're all on SNL right now. And
yes.
So that's what they call themselves. They probably have their own YouTube channel. That's probably how they got found and got on there. So it's just the three dudes. They do a lot of stuff together and you see them on SNL. Like it's the three of them usually with somebody else, like pitching ideas kind of thing.
Yes. And so they have a movie called The Treasure of Foggy Mountain. The first 20 minutes of this movie, Conan O'Brien's in it. John Goodman's the narrator for some reason. And then you have a bunch of like SNL people who are on in the movie, obviously with them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And actually one of the funniest people in this, Megan Stalter. So remember in Hacks, like the guy's secretary.
Yeah.
Who's like super obnoxious. That's her. Like okay. She's in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The movie's like super funny and there's some great lines in it. Particularly, there's a scene where one of the characters talked about the worst day of his life as a kid.
Nice.
I was rolling. I was laughing so hard.
All right.
So definitely check it out. It's on Peacock.
Okay.
It's so dumb and instantly forgettable, but like we're going to pick lines out of this thing. And there's some lines that are going to go on the board.
I like it. Very good.
Yeah. So one of the things they do in the movie, so they work at like a Bass Pro Shop, like the three guys. And so on Friday nights, they get in like the wings. Remember those like wingsuit chambers so you can like fly, and they get drunk on White Claws or Trulies and just go in that thing.
Awesome.
Which sounds like an awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So check it out. All for right. Sure.
Very good. Next week, maybe Godzilla minus
maybe
one.
Maybe Godzilla.
Yeah, if we can watch that in time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, TBD. Again, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Dork Podcast. You can subscribe, follow along all of those places. Tell a friend, tell a dork about the podcast. And your should I have bought this dorkpodcast@gmail.com. All right, Rob, that'll do it for us. Promise me a million times over, you never do another rule.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to promise you that.